It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show on this Tuesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting, and area softball players has been recognized and named to the All-State teams as the 2025 Illinois Coaches Association state softball teams have been named. Several area players reach first, second, or third team status, and that includes Altamont High School's Grace Lemke was named to the Class 1A first team. Also named to the first team was Windsor Stu Straws' Samantha Hayes, both of them seniors from the area, as both Lemke and Hayes kept area teams in the postseason runs with outstanding pitching performances. Named to the second team was also Windsor Stu Straws' Kendra Hayes, a sophomore, and in 2A, two area players were named as St. Anthony's Addison Rios, a senior infielder, was named to the first team, while Newton High School's Addison Odell, a senior, was also named first team. St. Anthony's Julia Schultz and Camille Wines were both named to the third team for 2A, as Schultz is a catcher, while Wines is a utility player for the club. Newton High School's Amelia Collins and Allison Stanley were also named to the third team. Collins, a pitcher, and Stanley, a catcher for Newton, who had an outstanding run as well. And Totopolis had two players reach third-team status as well. Malia Helmink, a junior infielder, and Alyssa Tipton, the junior pitcher, were both named to the third team for All-State softball in the Illinois Coaches Association state softball teams. Congratulations to all of those young ladies on that recognition. Also, a pretty interesting story that Millie found out of the state tournament in tennis, as Rock Island Almond Catholic High School's Nicholas Patrick won the IHSA Class 1A Boys Tennis Singles State Championship for the fourth time. The state title was his fourth senior crown as he wrapped up his high school career. Amazingly, he never lost one match during his high school career. Patrick is just the third boys player in state history to accomplish the singles four-peat. What an accomplishment for Nicholas Patrick of Rock Island Alleman Catholic High School. He will continue his collegiate career at the University of Notre Dame. Taking a look at the local sports schedule involving a lot of action with the Effingham Park District in baseball. Tomorrow stars Corey League action at Mike Sahey Field. At 5:30, it's Taylor Law and Russ Broniker Cadillac, and Heritage Builders will take on Effingham Elks Lodge at 7. In Little League, at Dave McDevitt Field, it's Tingley Insurance and Shoemaker Orthodontics at 5:30, followed by Arab Pest Control and Arrow Pest Control, so a battle there that has high stakes at 7:30 at Dave McDevitt Field. In Prep League, at Evergreen Baseball Diamond, it's Dietrich PD versus Mid-Illinois Concrete at 5:30 and Effingham Asphalt, taking on Holiday Inn Express and Suites at 7:30. Softball action, Small Fry League on the East Softball Diamond, Team 6 and Team 3 at 5:30, Team 1 and Team 5 at 7. Prep League at the West Softball Diamond, Joe's Pizza and Pasta versus Sarah Bush's Surgery Center at 5:30. And then Fawnell Oral Surgery takes on J&R Collisions at the West Softball Diamond at 7:15 tonight. Taking a look at Major League Baseball action, some tight contests both win against our quote-unquote local teams. As Philadelphia edged the Cubs 4-3 in 11 innings, they used a couple of bunts and then a base hit for the two runs they needed to win in the bottom of the 11th with the walk-off at Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Toronto defeated the Cardinals 5-4 in 10 innings. Cardinals hit a home run off of Herrera's bat. Boy, he's been hot for the Cardinals, to take a 4-3 lead, only to see the Toronto tie it up in the ninth and to score a run in the 10th that the Cardinals couldn't match. So the Toronto gets the 5-4 victory. Cubs will be at Philadelphia tonight at 5:45. Toronto at St. Louis at 6:45 tonight as well. In hockey action, it was Florida crushing Edmonton by a score of 6-1. Florida now takes a 2-1 lead in the NHL finals. And next action will be on Thursday, as Edmonton will be at Florida And again, the puck drops there at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening in hockey action there as well. I want to remind you about the Altamont Schützenfest 2025 golf outing that's coming up on June 21st at Four Way Golf Course. Entry fee is $50 per person, but that includes 18 holes, a cart, and a skills contest with prizes. And mulligans will be available for purchase as well. Registration on the 21st begins at 8:30 with a shotgun start at 9, as they would prefer you make payments in advance, and you can mail your entry forms to P.O. Box 12, Altamont, Illinois. You can contact Val Beal at 217-821-1911 or Darren Beckew at 618-267-4102. If you have any questions, want to try to locate one of those entry forms as well, as they would prefer payment in advance for the Altamont Schützenfest 2025 golf outing, Saturday, June 21st. Shotgun start at 9 o'clock, registration at 8:30. That's a check of sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.